Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Just after 9 o'clock, nice feel-good song.
Feel-good where? Dixon, Illinois?
Do they have music?
Oh, you're not going to get home. She's going to lock the door on you.
Do they have drinkable water yet, buddy?
Do they have running water? No, I'm not sure.
They're working on electricity. Anyway, love you and Dixon there. It's where my wife's hometown. It's where her dad lives.
That's why, and you also will be locked out of the house after that comment?
No question. So
you were saying,
yes, Albert brought up the GOAT of all, like, who of all time, like Muhammad Ali is called the GOAT.
Yes.
Tom Brady is considered the GOAT. Michael Jordan is considered the GOAT. Babe Ruth for a long time was considered the GOAT.
Right.
Who is the GOAT?
All right, let's talk about it from this perspective. Okay. So there was a time in the 80s, you can go to any bar, and there would be this discussion on who the best quarterback is of the 80s. This will go into the 90s as well. And that's either Joe Montana or John Elway.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fred Huebner is a huge Joe Montana guy. He saw him at Notre Dame, so he followed him his whole time. So he was a Montana guy. You can't tell Fred that there's no greater quarterback than Montana at the time. It was a great discussion. We came up in a really great era of quarterbacks, right? In the 80s, you got that sweet spot of like Elway, Montana, Fouts, Moon, you know, so many quarterbacks of that era, right? Jim Plunkett,
yep.
Jim Kelly,
yep.
Those guys, right? Marino. But see, to me, Brady surpassed all those guys, and that debate is dead.
Right. At one time, it was Manning.
Manning is in that conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends on if you count rings. I look at rings and accomplishments. So Brady's got 7 rings. The end of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
End of discussion. Mm-hmm. Now, we can talk about the era and say, who is better, who is best, Montana or Elway. Okay. But to me, he's the best I've ever seen, Brady. Right? And you know what, Cap? It's not necessarily that he's, wow, spectacular. You know, like, he's done it for years, and he has all these come from behind. It's just that his efficiency, and at this age, still doing it. That's the thing that's impressive. We juxtapose that to Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player I've ever seen,
yep.
Right? 6 championships, 6-time NBA Finals MVP, 5-time NBA Most Valuable Player. We'll be here until midnight talking about the accomplishments of Jordan.
Correct.
Who also changed the game internationally, globally,
yep.
Right? So Magic and Bird put it on the map, and Jordan pushed it over the top.
He took it to another level.
He's got 6 rings, and Jordan's second act was with the Wizards.
Correct.
How many championships out of that Wizards outfit?
0. I don't even know if they made the playoffs.
Not sure. Not even sure if they did. I can't even remember.
And then you got LeBron.
Yeah. Got LeBron, too.
Yep.
But the question is, when we look at, if we're just looking at it from a linear standpoint, say, who's got more rings? It's Brady or Michael. Well, Brady wins that. I honestly believe that Tom Brady looked at the argument of Elway and Montana after his 4th or 5th ring and said, well, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm with the greatest organization, with the Patriots, with the greatest head coach in Belichick. I honestly believe, Cap, agree with me, disagree with me. I really believe that Brady looked at it and said, man, if I'm going to be the GOAT, I need to win more than 6 championships. I'm going to go for a 7th. And I'm going to do it away from the Patriots. And he did it. First year with a new organization, and he wins. Remember at the time, man, we said, you're going to that moribund crap franchise, Tampa? Are
right.
you kidding me?
Right.
They're nothing. Nothing.
He got it done.
So how do we measure that, Cap? How do we measure the GOAT of GOATs if Brady's still doing it in his mid-40s? And when Jordan got to a certain age, different sport, totally get it, his second act, there's no way he's going to lift up Brendan Haywood and, like, whoever was on
Kwame
that
team. Kwame Brown.
Ira Newell, whoever was on that team, right? It wasn't going to happen.
Correct.
So how do we measure greatness in that regard?
So I have more respect for Tom Brady after leaving New England, because you always thought, well, he's got the best coach and they get the best players and he's in that system and he's in that crappy division. You went where? At age what? 43, turning 44, you won the Super Bowl in Tampa?
Cap, you know what that's supposed to look like. That's supposed to look like Steve DeBerg, Vinny Testaverde.
Right.
Jamie Moyer, Charlie Huff. That's what it's supposed to look like, right?
Dude, his last game, he had 5 touchdowns. 5! Or 2 weeks ago. 5! Yeah, he's, for me, because of 7 titles, he's the GOAT.
Here's an interesting quote. You brought up Brady going after Montana and MJ. So, Hoodie, this comes back from 2013. It's in The Athletic. Jeff Howe wrote the piece. Mm-hmm. Brady had won 3 championships at that point, okay? He was asked by Julian Edelman, quote, "Bro, how crazy is it that you're going after Montana?" Edelman asked Brady. Brady shoots back, "I ain't going for Montana. I'm going for Jordan."
See? That keeps you vibrant, right, Cap?
Right.
What's the next thing? It's like, okay, I'll relate it to us, right? Our careers. You and I worked nights for a long time.
Yep.
You did a lot on the radio of pre- and post-games for the Cubs.
Yep.
Right? I did a lot of these Bulls post-game shows. I was a specialty guy when it came to post-game. I was Mr. Non-Flagship Post-Game. That was my career.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have the team on your station, it's okay. I was going to provide post-game. Sox, Cubs, Notre Dame, Illini. I was Mr. Post Game. That mm-hmm. was a lot of my career, right? Mm-hmm. So it was for you too, right?
Correct.
So we're trying to figure out, well, what's next in our career? You got TV. I've got the UIC Flames doing TV, doing radio, all that stuff. What's next? We've been doing this for years. What's that? Oh, Morning Drive.
Yep.
Never thought it would happen.
And that was my dream, because I remember sitting in a meeting at WGN Radio and one of our old assistant program directors, I couldn't stand the guy. He's like, I made a comment. All the on-air staff's in there. Mm-hmm. Bob Collins, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Spike Odell, Kathy and Judy, John Williams. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
And I made a comment. He goes, dude, you're a sports guy who works at night. Let's hear from the main staff.
Oh, beg your pardon.
I'm like, go F yourself. And that fueled me.
Yeah. Think about that, though. So we try to figure out what's next in our career, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we're not athletes on that level, but any time that you are in life and you don't know what the next step is, you got to figure that out.
Correct.
Like, I'm comfortable. We got a nice house, nice family, all that. The dog, the picket fence, all that. So what's next in your life, right?
Yeah.
Just remember, when you die, there is a dash in the middle. There's a born date and there's a dash. What have you done in the dash?
Correct.
What's in the dash? That you could say, here's
a tattoo.
No, that's okay. And there's, you could get it. But there's a dash there that says, this is the timeline of events in my life. This is what I've accomplished. So the same thing with Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady already was the GOAT. And what was he reaching for? Jordan.
Correct.
Away
but in
from,
that case.
And Danny, away from the game, away from football, he's just chasing ghosts. He's chasing Michael Jordan with 6 championships in a whole different sport.
Dude, I told that story that Edelman, I think it was Edelman or Welker, one of them, he's going to clean his locker out. They just had the parade.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I walk in and hear the music playing from the weight room. I go, who in the H is in there? We just got done with the Super Bowl 3 days ago. He walks in and Brady soaked in sweat with his trainer there. Bro! We just won the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, that was 3 days ago. I'm on to the next one.
Yeah.
That's what moves me.
So now maybe he needs to focus his sights on Bill Russell. Didn't Russell have 11 championships?
He did.
And 2 as a coach. That's 13. So that means he'll be playing until what?
60?
If anyone could do it, he can.
As long as you got a good offensive line, he can get it done.
It's unbelievable to watch that guy. Unbelievable. I still believe that someday, when we are gone and you get to your ultimate journey,
yeah,
and he gets to his ultimate journey and you meet way up there in the sky,
yeah.
Oh, bro, you weren't human. You were a robot. Yes! No way he's human.
Maybe he won't be way up in the sky. Maybe he made a deal with the devil.
So Danny, do you believe that Tom Brady's a deep fake?
No.
We talked about that story like 2 or 3 months ago, and now I think, was it 60 Minutes or someone?
60 Minutes on Sunday, yeah.
They just got to it.
A whole story about deepfakes.
We talked about 3 months ago, right?
Listen, we're always cutting edge on the Cap and Jay Hood show.
That's it.
So what do you think?
I think Tom Brady, I think Tom Brady is one of those people that becomes OCD, obsessive compulsive about things that he's into, what he enjoys, what gets him going, and he throws himself all in. And one of those things is staying healthy, and the other one of those things is football. So he studies football like nobody else. He knows the playbook. He knows the players. He knows the defense. He knows the offense. He knows the schemes better than anyone on either team, and he takes care of himself at a level that many people don't, because they don't have the financial means or don't have the amount of effort it takes to do so. Those are his two obsessions, and that's what makes him better than everyone else. I think arm skill, there are plenty of quarterbacks with strong arms. There are plenty of quarterbacks with accuracy.
Yeah.
What it is for him is the physical fitness level of where he's at and how pliable he is, that he can take hits at 44 years old and bounce up, and what's going on between his ears.
So he's the GOAT of GOATs.
He's the GOAT of GOATs.
Michael Jordan is the GOAT of GOATs. Tom Brady is second. I will never say anyone's goater than Michael Jordan.
You know, there's going to be someone greater than Jordan at some point.
Not in my life and not in my opinion.
In our lifetime, it may not happen, but I'm not going to do the Michael versus LeBron conversation because I want to keep listeners. But the point is, though, is that when you just laid out for us Tom Brady and his greatness and why he's great at this age.
But let me ask you a question, Hoodie. If Michael Jordan knew about nutrition and health and longevity and pliability the way we do now, back in the late 90s,
he might still be playing.
I mean, the science of health has come such a long way from the late 90s today. The science of health from 2010 till now has come such a long way.
Yeah.
That if Michael Jordan was in a position where he could take care of himself physically, like LeBron, who spends $2+ million a year on his body, Michael Jordan could have done it easily till he was 40 years old.
Yeah, but those Cuban cigars and that yak was just too good.
Good point.
And all-nighters in the casino, I mean, those don't jive with a healthy lifestyle. I'm not sure MJ was willing to give that up.
Guys, correct. It's all hearsay. None of that's true. Hearsay.
What about the cognac? You saw that.
No proof. No proof of that. Apple juice.
The documentary.
Apple juice.
His eyes were bloodshot throughout the entire Last Dance.
That's because he was up all night worrying about playing basketball, guys.
He was worried
shooting
about
craps his, up all night.
Exactly.
His gambling.
The only thing crappy here is your attitude about Michael.
And I took that personally.
Goat of goats. 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Phone lines are hopping. So who is the GOAT of GOATs? Like, is it just championships? It's not. I mean, Will Perdue, love him dearly. I work with him. He's got 3 rings. He's not on any list of, you know, great athletes.
He's got 4.
Is he at 4?
Yep. Portland. Oh, San Antonio.
He won 3 here.
3 here and 1 in San Antonio.
Okay, so he's got 4. Okay, he goes, is Robert Horry one of the GOATs? He won like 100 of them. No.
Is Steve Kerr?
No.
They're going to the Hall of Fame.
Doesn't matter. He was a role player. Good shooter.
You think Robert Horry's going to go to the Hall of Fame?
No question.
No shot.
It's the Basketball Hall
He's
of Fame.
He's a 7-time NBA champ, Robert Horry.
It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. They all get in.
Danny's got more than MJ.
Danny, what are his stats?
Robert Horry, career stats?
No. Don't look at the stats.
I mean, he averaged 7 points a game, 4.8 rebounds,
Stop
2
yourself.
Assists.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Sandwich bet?
Yes.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame, Cap.
Doesn't matter.
You know how that is. It's a public toilet. Everybody gets in.
Wow.
You know that's the case.
He does have 7 championships. I mean, that should be enough to get him in.
And he was never, like, I love your Will Perdue comp. Like, Will Perdue was riding sidecar. Not even sidecar. Like, he was, you know, he was in the back seat of the bus. Robert Horry actually, though, had big shots in a lot, if not every
he
single one of those playoff
7
runs.
Points a
I know.
Game.
He never made an all-star game.
No,
he was the 11th overall pick. For the 11th overall pick, his stats certainly are disappointing.
Where did he go to college? Alabama?
Yeah, but he's a GOAT.
No shot.
Same thing with Steve Kerr, right? Steve Kerr, Hall of Famer?
No. Well, maybe as a coach.
He'll get in with
all
the rings.
When you combine his career, he's in.
When you combine the coaching part. And he was a,
and a broadcaster.
I think he was a GM.
Here's where the rubber meets the road. This is the online scuttlebutt about, like, Draymond Green. Like, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but because he's been with good teams, I think they'll find a way to get him in. Like, Steph and Clay first. Steph, Clay, Steve Kerr, right? But then Draymond.
Yeah, I think Steve Kerr, body of work, goes in. Robert Horry?
He'll be in the Hall of Fame.
He ain't shot it.
Draymond also has two Olympic gold medals, so since it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, that helps him.
By the way, maybe on a cold February day, you and I can go through the Basketball Hall of Fame and eliminate people, if you'd like.
Let's do it.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Because you can look at numbers and names and be like, for instance, Ben Wallace? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, shot.
He didn't have, why so soon? Really?
Right.
If he had a light year, maybe, right? I know he was an awesome shot blocker. Really? Hall of Famer?
No.
Really?
Hmm? No.
Is he not in?
He's in.
Oh, okay. That's what I mean.
But Robert Horry's not getting in. That's a joke. 7 points a game.
He's getting in the Hall of Fame.
I said to someone the other day, they're like, I'm trying to remember who they mentioned. They said, so-and-so is a great player.
Right.
And I said, boy, we throw the word great around like it's a manhole cover.
I know. We say great way too often.
Listen, I don't want to go down the Ben Wallace rabbit hole with you, Hoodie, but his 10,482 rebounds over 16 seasons is more than anyone drafted. He played more games than Allen Iverson. He blocked more shots than Shaquille O'Neal. He had more steals than Steve Nash. In 2002, he joined Kareem, Bill Walton, and Olajuwon as the only players to lead the NBA in rebounding and blocks in the same season.
I like my big guys to score.
But those are impressive Hall of Fame worthy
stats. I like
stats.
My big guys to be big, not 6'7".
Rodman got in and
he was 6'9", 240.
He's a listed 6'9", just like Charles Barkley.
He had the Don King hair. He was 6'6".
Exactly.
He was an inch.
Hoodie knows.
And they called him the body. Remember Kevin O'Neill telling us those stories?
He was 6'6", if he wasn't an inch. The hair put him up to 6'9".
Was he Fletch?
You saw him. The big Don King hair he used to have.
He has 11 siblings. That's Hall of Fame worthy in of itself.
I'm not saying, here's the thing with Ben Wallace. I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer. I just thought it was a little soon. That's all. I mean, and so it's interesting. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm never surprised the names that go in there. Never surprised. Public toilet.
All right, let's go to the phones.
The goat of goats, you're asking, right?
Taylor. Hey, Taylor, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I have this debate with my friends all the time.
Taylor, how's business, man? Business good?
As always, you know it's good, man. You know, this mental health thing is really kind of giving us a lot of headway here, so this is good.
I can always know where you're going because I can see the leaf. I can see the marijuana leaf in the sky.
No doubt. So,
around mellow yellow. I can always find you.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, Valoy, the whole thing. Yeah. My friends had this debate all the time, and we kind of set parameters and rules. One, we always say football NFL players cannot go into this debate. They can be the goats of their sport, but because they don't play both sides of the ball, because it isn't an international game, because there is no competition outside the U.S., we kind of put those players to the side. So while Cap might say Tom Brady is the goat of all goats, me and my friends, we say, no, you have to have an international play, you have to affect the game in a different way, and you have to dominate your sport here in the home state. So in my comparison with that, the GOAT is easily an international soccer player, which is Cristiano Ronaldo, where he's done it in multiple countries, done it in multiple World Cups. He's done it in multiple tournaments. Everywhere he goes, he wins. Kind of sounds like LeBron, if you ask me. So from that comparison, my GOAT of all GOATs is Cristiano Ronaldo from that standpoint.
We turn now to Jeff Mellor. Jeff?
I love Taylor brings in the international football, and yet he goes to Ronaldo instead of Messi.
It's interesting, huh?
I'd have to compare their resumes. I'm not well-versed, so they're great.
I think he was judging by looks.
Yeah, and actually, you're not going to research that because it's soccer, so you just lied.
I like soccer.
No, not like you like to bet on soccer. You're not interested.
I actually don't bet much on soccer because I don't know enough.
No, you bet on it. You will ask, always.
I asked one of my kids who's a huge soccer guy, hey, I need some action today. I got nothing going.
Of course. He's mentioned international, right? Well, that's the NFL's issue, that it's not more international.
Correct.
Going to the UK or Mexico City every now and then is not an international sport. That's not so, but basketball, the global game, right? So Jordan would be part of that. What about tennis? Same with Serena Williams or some of the greats there. International, right? United States and abroad, right, Danny?
Correct. Yep. There was a great story that I just read, and I'm sorry I can't remember where, but they said that if the NFL wants to really be a global game, they'll stop sending crap teams to London. You never see the Dallas Cowboys go to London, right? You
right.
never see the teams with the marquee players going to London.
Right.
You only see the Jaguars going to London, or the Bucks went before Tom Brady was there. But they don't send the teams that really make a difference globally to London because they don't really care.
Well, do you know why? I read The Ringer did an interesting piece about this last week. Roger Sherman wrote about it. The first teams that end up going, because I think they have four games a year, first and foremost, it's volunteers. So which teams want to go? Generally, those are the teams that aren't selling out their games, right? So that's why you always see the Jacksonville Jaguars raise their hand and say, we'll go, because they know they're going to make money off of that. Then when the teams that end up going give up a home game for that, they have the choice of what team on their roster they want to bring with them to London. So because of that, they always pick a team they know is not going to draw well. That, to Danny's point, is why the Cowboys and the Packers have never visited London. Because
and
teams,
Pittsburgh was
because
in the
teams
story.
Don't want to give up those home dates.
Makes sense. Makes sense. When you can't draw or when you have a hard time selling out like Jacksonville, I can understand why they'd leave. Makes sense.
Let's go to Ken in Denver. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's
Ken?
Up?
Not much. Hey, I just want to see you guys. Your show is awesome, and I want to thank you guys for making me laugh every stinking day.
Appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. When you get talk go to GOATs, you also have to talk about, of course, Bill Russell, which you guys said already, with 11 championships, 13 as a coach as well. But also Yogi Berra, not only does he have 10, but he was also the catcher for all those teams. So he had to, you know, he had a God, my memory stinks here. I can't get the words out.
He had to strategize the pitching and be an offensive force.
Exactly. He was a great offensive force, too. And he played after the black players and the minorities were allowed in the league as well. So that I put him above Babe Ruth any day of the week. And I love Babe Ruth. But Babe Ruth didn't play against the best of the best. They weren't allowed to play. And also Rocket Richard with the Canadians. We're at 10 as well.
Rocket Richard.
Very good. Kent, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you. You guys are awesome.
You too.
Thank
we you. Appreciate you. 312-332-3776. Sam in Des Plaines has a good one. He does. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how we doing? I'm a first-time, long-time, absolutely love your show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. All right, so I got the real goat of goats here, and that's Wayne Gretzky.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
You realize if you took all his goals away, he's still the all-time leading scorer in the history of the sport. Without any goals!
That's what I was going to say. That's one of my all-time favorite sport stats.
It's incredible. Good call. Thanks, Sam. Yep. Appreciate you, man. Have a good rest of your week.
Imagine that he played in the Kansas City of the Kansas City of Canada, playing in Edmonton.
Yes.
And then, of course, moving to Los Angeles and moving around. But like when he got to L.A., he was really on the map. He was great without question in Edmonton, but when he got to L.A., a bigger spotlight on him being in America, playing in a major market like
L.A. That team in Edmonton, I remember my brother and I going, we were vendors at the baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
Hey, let's blow off work today. Let's go buy tickets from a scalper. The Hawks and Oilers are playing in the playoffs. And we lost in six games, but it was an awesome environment at Chicago Stadium. Dude, they had Grant Fuhr and Nett. He's one of the first black players in the sport.
Yep.
They had Paul Coffey, and they had
Mark Messier,
Yari Curry. I mean, they were loaded. Loaded.
It's amazing.
It was fun to watch, man. It was fun to watch.
Cool storyline in sports going on right now. Ovechkin actually has an outside shot of breaking Gretzky's goal record.
Which would be amazing because I didn't think that'd ever be reached.
Yeah, I don't think he gets there. I don't think so either, but he's got an outside shot. He's 162 goals behind him. He's 36. It's not absurd to say that he's got a shot.
A chance. He'd have to be really healthy and really good. I was a little kid watching Eddie Olczyk on the ice. I grew up watching him. I mean, it was amazing.
Okay, let's not do that.
Edzo was in those series.
All right, you're a little kid. Yeah, like you were 45 years old watching the Clydesdale line. That's what you were doing. You were not a little kid.
I was a little boy, and my brother and I, we got dropped off by our parents at the stadium, And Eddie was a veteran.
Okay. He's going to pound you for that.
He's not tough enough. Take that, Edso. Anyway, who is the goat of goats?
It's going to get you.
We'll be right back.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
In the great city of Chicago with the great Jonathan Hood, Danny Zetterman, Jeff Miller, J.R. Strauss. I'm David Kaplan. Don't forget, the Sky has their big rally today to celebrate their WNBA championship. They'll be down at Millennium Park.
And you will be on television on NBC Sports Chicago to be part of the celebration.
Yes, with Matty Lee and Kendall Gill will be hosting the coverage on NBC Sports Chicago starting at 11:30 and on the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, which is right on our Cap J Hood page on our ESPN Chicago app. You have a breakdown of what they did to win it and an interview with Candace Parker.
Yes, indeed. So you can be able to hear that on the Cap and J Hood Podcast feed. Also, it's Happy League Day because the NBA starts tonight. Chris Black and I review the Eastern and Western Conference. We have a breakdown right there on the Cap and J Hood podcast feed. So happy league day. The NBA has started. And so you looking for your basketball coverage? It's on the radio show, but it's also on the podcast as well. Enjoy. It's free.
There you go. 312-332-3776. Jim in Crystal Lake. Hey, Jim, what's going on there, Buttercup?
Hey, Cappy, this is Jim Jablonski.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
You mentioned the word great, like we throw it around like manhole covers. I was just questioning, when was the last time you threw around a manhole cover or you saw somebody throw around a manhole cover?
Well, the way I meant it that there's manhole covers everywhere.
Yes.
And we use the word great like that.
I love your explanation for that, Cap.
That's not how that works.
Thanks, Jim.
I believe it dates back, right? Ditka gets gets credit for saying George Halas throws around nickels like he throws around manhole covers.
Correct.
And implying that it's difficult to throw around nickels or manhole covers.
Yes. Correct.
But Cap works out, so some of them just toss them around like they're nothing.
So if you are someone that works for the city of Chicago, let's see if we can make that happen. Is there a possibility that Cap could throw around some manhole covers?
How much does a manhole cover weigh?
Oh, it's easy for you, man. As someone who's stout and powerful, it won't be a problem for you. So, again, reach out to us at Cap J Hood. We're going to set up Cap throwing around manhole covers.
249 pounds.
Is what a manhole cover
weighs? That's what it says.
I deadlifted 335.
Bam!
All right.
Now,
deadlifting and throwing are two different things.
That's a good point.
I think I've seen you in the gym, Cap. You are a strong man. I think you could do it.
Yes.
How far do I have to throw said manhole cover?
As far as a nickel.
Well, we'll set the odds. I'll set the odds at 4.5 feet.
Oof. Yeah, you could do it. No problem, man.
Ooh, 4.5 feet.
Should I set it at 3.5? Did I go too steep?
Yeah, I feel like, in terms of like setting odds, that's a little aggressive.
2.5 would be.
No, just like, you know, throwing the discus, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a discus move, but the obliques, Hoodie.
Oh, no, but Cap's got it. No
I'm going
problem.
3.5 feet. I'll set it at 3.5 feet,
two
guys.
2.5, Danny.
For those that work in the city, see if we can set this up. If you can hook us up with a manhole cover for my partner to throw. Throw like a nickel. It's no problem, man. Ah, this is kind of heavy. No problem. Here we go, like a discus. Oh, God, my back! Mindy! Shapiro! Bruce! Help me! Oh, God! I'm out!
Like, do you guys seriously...
What about the vacation? I'm in traction! Hoodie, help me! That'd be great.
That would not.
Serious question. Would Cap get any distance, or would it just be dropping it? Like, trying to throw it? But dropping it in front of yourself. Because I don't think I could get any distance on it.
Cap could do it.
Yeah, like 2.5 feet, I think I could close.
Okay, you can do it more. So I'm watching a video. I Googled a Guinness Book of World Record throwing a manhole cover. There's a video, and Meller's going to stand over me and watch it. There's a video. A little boy's walking. He steps on a manhole cover, and he falls in. The mom throws her bag down, picks up the manhole cover, and just tosses it like it weighs nothing.
Doesn't count. Mom strength.
Mom strength. He's right. Going mom strength.
Mom strength. Mom jeans.
She threw that manhole cover like it weighed nothing.
You see that? You can do it, Cap.
Call Jerry Krause. He's fighting the big mothers. Remember he talked about
She's
that?
She's got huge hands. She got huge hands, I tell you. Man, his mama, Eddie Curry's mama, big hands.
Big feet.
Big feet. Just amazing strength. That's why I've drafted him. Because the mama has got big hands, just big.
Jerry, what are you saying?
Stop.
Talk about a man's mama like that. He just kept going. It was more of a scout report on the mama than it was Eddie Curry.
Totally agree.
Moron.
Back to the phones. Let's go to Santos. Santos is on the north side.
Oh, what's going on? Can y'all hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you, dog. What's up?
You sound great,
awesome.
Santos.
First time caller, 4 to 5 year listener. Love the show, love the podcast. But I just wanted to make the case for my go-to-go stuff. That's all right with you all.
Go ahead.
All right, so I got Lionel Messi as the go-to-goat. Him and Ronaldo are neck and neck when it comes to international goals. He scored the most goals. I think it was 93 in the calendar year. And edges him out with one more Ballon d'Or award at 6-5 to Ronaldo. And I think it definitely needs to be a soccer player because, you know, the 2014 World Cup in Brazil drew 562 million viewers. 2020 Super Bowl drew about 150 million. So I'm going to hang up now and listen to what you all have to say. But thanks again. So
I know, Santos, we appreciate you.
Are we being the ugly American if we say if you haven't done it on this soil, doesn't
yes,
count?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Messi's amazing. Amazing.
What, hey, what's his MLS numbers?
You got to wait till he turns 40. That's when you compile your MLS stats.
Dude, the MLS is like playing in Kane County.
No, I get it. I mean,
that's
white flag programming against the NFL, usually the MLS.
Yes.
I saw it on one of the screens. I'm like, oh, God. No one's watching this.
That dude over at Manchester United, Wayne Rooney. Yeah, he's lost all his hair.
Yeah.
He's a second slower. All right, send him the MLS.
Give him a big bag of money.
Exactly.
Then you turn it on, and he's like, wait, is that Wayne Rooney or John Rooney for a White Sox winner?
There's not much difference. Let's go to Jack.
What is the matter with you?
In Carpentersville. Hey, Jack.
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
What's up?
All right. You guys are talking about go-to-goats, and I got one guy that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Got to be the white mamba, Brian Scalabrine.
All right, thanks for the call.
You gentlemen have a great day.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Appreciate that. Wow. Chris has been holding since...
That next time, save the dime. Just troll us on
Twitter.
Oh, come
on. That was funny.
No, just save the dime. Just troll us on Twitter. That's easier, okay?
Chris has been holding since Christ was a baby, as you like to say.
Huh?
Chris in Schaumburg. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, boys?
How are you?
I love this show.
Appreciate
it. Good. Yeah, so back when I graduated high school, my buddy Matt went to Purdue. So I took a road trip to Purdue, and I think Oregon was there, so they had college game day. So we went to a frat party before, and when we were walking back to the dorm, we thought it'd be good to jump the fence of the football field and walk around the football field.
That'd be Ross Aid Stadium.
Yeah. So we didn't know that there was extra security and cops that weekend. So we're on the football field, you know, playing like air catch, you know, throwing Hail Marys. It's pouring out. And then we had some cannabis on us. So we had a nice little, you know, a nightcapper.
Yes.
And then as we're leaving, there's like four or five squads. So we all split up and spent the weekend in Tippecanoe County Jail.
Oh, what was that?
18-year-old. It was, I was in with a guy that armed robbed someplace and a guy that got called it narcotics. So I didn't say anything, gave him my food, just waited till someone bailed me out. And about 2:30 a.m. Sunday morning, the guy's like, Chris, you've been bailed out. And I could not have been happier to have been bailed out. But
there you go. Well, glad you're okay.
Yeah. No, that was, you know, 10, 12 years ago. But my goats of goats, I got to give it up to Tiger Woods. So he's won both, you know,
all right, Chris.
Overseas and stuff and whatnot. But
no question that Tiger Woods is definitely on the list of goats.
Jack Nicklaus
is there.
That's the guy I grew up with, Jack Nicklaus.
He was amazing.
Of course.
Amazing.
He had all the golf highlights.
But what if you took
him and Chai Chai Rodriguez?
Yeah, Chai Chai was a very good player. No question.
Les Nesman said a WKRP.
Chai Chai Rodriguez. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Yeah. What if you gave, go back in time, Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. What if you get Trevino,
yeah.
Gary Player? What if you gave them the technological advances in equipment today?
You mean,
those dudes were shooting in the 60s with crappy clubs.
You mean not wearing a wool suit?
Exactly.
And wooden clubs?
Yeah, like Harry Vardon.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. With today's technology and how great the clubs are and how you can get speed from the club head, it's not even about power as much as it is just having the right clubs. Yeah, it would be amazing.
Amazing.
They already were great in their era, though. But with today's technology, it would be amazing.
We'll take more of your calls on the GOAT of all GOATs.
And also, if you've been arrested, we'll take your phone call. This is like an episode of Cops today.
It is.
Everyone's just coming in talking. That sounded like the same guy we had earlier, did it not?
Little different.
Jay from the West Side?
Little different.
He was much more nervous, this guy.
Oh.
Have either of you spent time in the...
I've never. Thank God.
I've been arrested, but never been in jail. I told that story on Hoodwinked. Remember it is?
Like correct.
Me and my friend Michael.
Yes.
It was kind of like they were protecting
playing
us.
Down by the train tracks.
No, that's a different story.
Well, that's a different one.
Yes, that was Devil's Peak.
Devil's Peak.
I told you about Freddie Caldwell. Right
that's
there.
It.
Yeah, this story was a gang of kids, and we were in this scrape. It was 12 against 2, and the cops came, and they got rid of us almost to protect us more so than arrest us.
Correct.
Because we were getting beat down. By 12 kids.
It wasn't going to end well.
And Jeffrey Matter. So that happened.
All right. All your calls, plus an update on the JR situation you're not going to believe.
Oh, boy.
Next.
Take that.
You know what? Tell Merkin to keep his beak out of our show. This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football returns to Wrigley Field this fall for the first time since 2010. Join Northwestern football when they host Purdue in the Wildcats Classic on November 20th. Tickets on sale now at Cubs.com/football.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
This tweet from Big Stanky Leg. That offer is still on the table. Anytime you want to my wife, she is yours. She's a big fan, would love to go on a mustache ride.
So, we have an update on the J.R. Strauss situation, I'm being told.
We turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with news on the cuckold Danny. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Jonathan, thank you for throwing it to me here in the newsroom. So Big Stanky Leg. JR tweeted out Big Stanky Leg's initial offer, which we just heard as we came back from commercial break. He said, what would you do with this? Big Stanky Leg responded, you're going to accept the offer like a bleeping man. That's what you're going to do. Then Miss Carasino responded,
So
you like being cucked? While calling others a cuck. That's very interesting. He responded back, damn straight, weird fetish, huh? So I think we have our answer here, gentlemen.
What does that mean?
It means he would like JR to perform the act while he becomes an observer. Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, don't throw it back to me. Don't
you need a second news reporter on the scene here, honey. Come on.
Throw it to the fantasy implications.
The fantasy implications of said cuckold. Here's Jeff Mellor.
This
Jeff?
Sounds like fantasy becoming reality, Hoodie. And in this situation, JR would be playing the role of the bull. Back to you guys.
Oh.
For more on this developing situation, another man who might fancy himself in the same vein, Randy Merkin.
What? Apparently not.
Well, yes.
Beth, I have an idea.
Well, this is quite a development. So what is JR going to do? Because, you know, he wants to back away from it. But, you know, all rock stars, they're very modest. You know, him as a rock star on Will Rock, overnight on Will Rock. So, coffee. So, I mean, I think that his LinkedIn resume of working with Howard Stern, you know, I was his producer. Just like 250 other affiliates, you were as a producer. Yes, yeah. You run the board in Chicago. Yeah. Nonetheless, so there's that, right? And then working with Wendy and Buzz.
Yep.
Right? So I was really the star of that show. I put the combination together. So, coffee. And now, you know, working, you know, I also was the producer of a Hall of Fame show. Have you ever heard of Mike and Mike? That was me. Along with 300 other affiliates, okay? I brought the newspapers up at 4:15 every morning. It wasn't for them. It was just for the station. So, you know, Mariotti needed them. So, coffee. And so it's that. And now he's on Will Rock, and he's working with Cap and Jay Hood. And so, I mean, his name gets around now.
Does.
So I'm thinking he needs to do the deed.
This dude walks up. Yeah, my wife would like him.
Yeah, I mean, they want the mustache and beard ride of JR. I understand. I mean, he's around rock stars and bands. He's at Summerfest. You know, you saw it, right? You saw the video, Cap.
We did.
You know, he was being passed around in the video. You saw that.
Crowd surfing?
Crowd surfing, yes.
At the Summerfest up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, so he's a star.
I think he's in on this for one reason. JR's nothing if not a performer. When he thought it was a one-on-one type situation, he was out.
Yes.
Now that he knows there will be an audience, he's all in.
Come on, let's go! Let's go! Cuckold, let's go! Like, I can see that happening, sure.
Can you imagine the arm movements from JR in that situation?
My God.
I mean, you can see that, right? Cock-a-doodle-doo. So there's that. Coffee? I mean, before the act happens, he's offering her coffee, of course. She's laying in the bed, and he goes, coffee?
How about some moon music, and he puts on Pantera?
Tesla.
Come on, let's go! Take your clothes off, let's go! I mean, could you imagine?
In the act, shirtless with a cup of coffee in his hand.
There he is.
So good.
Looking like Little Letterman. There he is. Just like, come on, let's go. We're going to do the D. Let's go. It's like, and of course, he's one who wants, you know, an introduction, of course. He's going to have that. And, you know, he's a technical wizard, so I'm sure it'll be filmed.
He'll do a site survey.
So, yes. So where's the site survey? Where does this take place? What motel?
Doing a site survey for the couple.
All right. We'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in exactly.
You got time. You're very uncomfortable here, Cap. What's going on?
I don't have time.
You're sweating? Your palm's sweaty?
No, not at all.
Never early to this break until today.
It's exactly right. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Okay. What's going on, Sino? Jeff, hey. What's up? Hey. Welcome to Sold Out Bands in the Sand featuring Enough's Enough, Cutlass, and Tesla. Let's